We're talking about other things as well, as you mentioned, not just Panosa, although the main focus and what we're using there is for Panosa. The sword he's brought down here is the following, and that is that in lines with the Lashon of the Chayes of Lovers, the Ishtalis doesn't do anything. It's only moil for what you're trying to achieve. The goal you're trying to achieve is not what your Ishtalis is trying to achieve. It's Mukhrach, you have to make Ishtalis. Why? Because that's where our Kodesh Baruch Hu gets us to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. It means every situation a person is in. Sorry, I'm just going to have to mute here because there's background noise, which I'm a bit ADD and it disturbs. So there's every ishtadus that we have to make, lurking in there is in a kudof kovet shemayim that we have to be megala. So like you said yesterday, when you're in the middle of a business meeting, so then you have to be megala shem shemayim there. Suddenly a person, God forbid, gets a terrible toothache and he can't carry on the meeting, he's got to go to the dentist. So then he's being told, you have a new place to be megala shem shemayim. Now you have to be megala shem shemayim in the waiting room at the dentist. Many opportunities that we don't even notice, we don't even realize we're making ishtadus. You're standing in the bank, you have to go cash a check to pay them a kollel. And this is the mood for to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. When you go pay them a kollel, everything you're involved in is ishtadlus to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That's more or less what we said yesterday. That's one facet of the diamond of the sugya of ishtadlus. For sure what he's saying is correct and it's true, but we'll see there's many different facets. But if a person gets this right, then you're a long way away. You're a long way along the road to living a good life. Okay, I'm on Kuf Tzadik Ches in the middle of the page. God Lanem Ikir Kopov Yosim Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Begava says a person who toils with his own hands is greater than someone as Yerushalayim. It's obviously not been discussed about that. How do you become? Just because you go to work and you dig ditches for a panosa, why is it bigger than someone's got Yerushalayim? Because I might not have any Yerushalayim. Or why is it called God only Yerushalayim? So the Maharal in Derech Chaim in his Pirush on Pirke Avos says on this astounding piece of Chazal, he says like this: God la neni megiya kopov yerusim Yerushalayim, aneni megiya kopov haynu oisa adam shenene meatzmam yegiya kopov. What is he saying? The person who benefits from the yegiya kopov, from the toil of his hands, that person is being nene from the etzem yegiya kopov, being nene from the etzem avoida. He's not nene. He doesn't enjoy. He doesn't get hanor from the money that comes from his from the work he does with his hands. Because he understands that the working, the toil that he does, has a goal in and of itself, and has a purpose in itself, and a desire by Hashem. Nothing to do with what's going to come out of it. It has its own specific goal in tachlis. Amazing. Therefore, he is Sameach. This is what the Maharal is telling us. Where it's 100% clear to him, when it becomes clear to him that Ishtadlus is not helping. He went out to do a certain job because he thought he could make a certain amount of money from it. And he sees, posh, it's just going to happen. He's samach in the ishtadlus anyway. He's samach in the ishtadlus anyway. I'm talking about. Because he knows. The ishtadlus is not what's bringing the result. The ishtadlus has a matara in and of itself. And then was samach that I did the ishtadlus correctly. Ah, you never got what you wanted. Makesha. It's quite some darga. Wow. But that's, sof, guzochel asharit yas ha-korosh bochu li ishtadl avurim. He was able to serve Hashem and to be shtadl what Hashem wanted. Dov hazeh mochiach al avoso el Hashem b'kol t'nai. There's so much packed into 10 lines of Maharal. Listen to this. Dov hazeh mochiach al avoso el Hashem b'kol t'nai. The fact that he's samach, he did the ishtadlus, he's happy that he served Hashem. He never got the benefits he wanted. No, it doesn't matter, he's still samach because he knew he did what he had to do and the results aren't his business. And that proves the unbelievable love that he has for Hashem, unconditional love. Sorry, not unbelievable, unconditional love that he has for Hashem. V'onikra oived mi'ava. That's called an oived mi'ava. L'mosoi, Yerushamayim nikra oived mi'ira. Person who's oived Hashem b'yira is he's oived mi'ira. Yerushamayim, someone is Yerushamayim. He serves Hashem from yira. No, that's dagog b'chuso. We know that ava is greater than yira. Misibazu hane migia kopo. Someone who's ne migia kopo gets the money. We always understand Pshati. How do we always understand Pshati in this Mishnah? God lanani migia kopo yes mirushamayim. That's why we have kashas. I mean, somebody who goes to work and makes money is greater than someone who has Yerushamayim. Therefore, close your Gemara and go get a job and go work because you're greater than someone who's got Yerushamayim. Maral says that's not Pshat at all. And then in Megiah Kopov is not talking about somebody who makes money from his work, but it's talking about somebody who benefits and has hano and pleasure and simcha from the etzim work. Because he knows that's a void of Atzma, it's nothing to do with the Panosa. Therefore, even if he doesn't get the Panosa or whatever it was he was trying to get, he's still Samach because he did what Hashem asked him to do. The person puts on tefillin. He's not miserable after he takes off his tefillin because he didn't get what he wanted. He didn't want anything. He put on tefillin because you have to put on tefillin. He wasn't expecting a payback for the tefillin. So too, when he goes to work, he goes to make ishtadlis, he doesn't expect a payback from the ishtadlis. He knows the ishtadlis is an avoider bifnei atzmoy. The results have nothing to do with him. And therefore, he enjoys the etzim avoidus Hashem. That's called, I'm not going to argue with him, that's called ava, oved mi ava, and of course that's greater than oved mi yira. Unbelievable, Shabbos. If this doesn't excite you, there's very little out there that will. It's an unbelievable shtickle. I mean, this is a major kasha, and you get wrong shot, yeah, there's, oh, you can go very with this Mishnah. You see, the person who's working is bigger than Yerushamayim. The Amar Aretz, he doesn't know what he's doing. Is a Sinai Torah, but he's greater than the man who got Yerushalayim. That's how they learn. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. He's Nene Miyagir Kopov. He has etzem enjoyment from the Ika Avoida because it's divorced from the results. If I only get enjoyment from the status because it brings me results, so when I don't get results, I'm going to be miserable. When I get results, I'll be happy. That's not Ava. I'm serving Hashem from Ava. Hashem asked me to do this status. I'm doing it because Hashem asked me to do it. The Ava. It must be Yira, I'm not going into that now. Well, that's how he learns Pshat the Maharal. Unbelievable Pshat. And besides just the Pshat in the Mishnah, it comes out a wonderful approach to our prisoners to approach everything in life. You do the best you can. There's nothing to do with you afterwards. Nothing to do with afterwards. Ah, they'll ask, well, what if you didn't do the best you could? You do children, you move on. You do children, you move on. That's how it works. You do the best you can, and then you have nothing more to worry about. Ah, you didn't do the best you could? For sure. That's wired into the system as well. We're human. Of course, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to do the best you can. You do children, you move on. That's the system. But the results, nothing to do with you. Well, that should be enough for one day, no? You can go home now. You don't need to know more than that. Okay. Now we have to get to a very important subject, which is tied into this, and it's an obvious outflow and an outcrop from this, but we'll see. It's a big nisoin. We mentioned this earlier, by the way, when we did the Chasam Soif on the two nisoinus before Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 80% of Klal Yisrael when we came out of Mitzrayim. It was one of the nisoinus that Apostle Baruch Hu saw. You remember we did this, one of the nisoinus was that Apostle Baruch Hu saw that they wouldn't withstand the nisoin of not taking money from the mitzvah when Hashem told them not to. The Chasam Sofer said that before Mashiach comes, there'll be an enormous nisoyin about making kosher panosa. So we'll see, when one understands ishtadlus properly, we'll see it becomes much easier than the nisoyin of kosher panosa. Okay, we're talking here to the mainstream Haredi Torah world, may not apply to us. But the klal is a klal, whether it's you've got doors, whatever. And apply there, whatever. This is the principle we can take out of this, even you're not living according to this ma'arechet. Today it's makubal that certainly in the yeshivish world, the avreichim, in the koil world, that the hashtadlis for panosa falls upon the wife. It doesn't mean they're chrys, by the way. People mustn't think they're chrys for panosa falls on the wife. The ksuba never gets given to you. She always has the ksuba. The chrys for panosa is always on the man. Just the ishtadlis comes through her. And that's in order that the husband can carry on learning Torah from Luchas Hadas, which means if that's not what he's doing, let him go work. Her working and him learning is not the ideal situation to Klal Yisrael. It's what we have to do, and no Godel has ever said that we shouldn't, and that's why we still continue with this path. Aval, that's only what he's getting the benefits of his learning. If he's not, then if he's the guy that's in the back room drinking coffee and all that, and he's not learning, so for sure he should go work and then he'll stay at home after the kid. That's not even a shala. Let him kasher ein efshurut limtzo avoida, amafaneses bekovet es bailim betchum ha'isuk ha'charedi. It happens that sometimes she can't find mechubedik work within a Torah tznua, appropriately to use that word, environment. Nashim poenes la'avoidim and koim eshein ruch ha'chog m'lechema. Women go and try and find work. That applies to all of us. I'll translate this into male. We're talking about female, but I'll translate this into male very quickly. Often they end up going and working in places that are not called kachmatim for a bas Yisrael to be involved in those areas and be working in those places. So, and it's going to be the same for a man. Very often a man will end up doing things in business that are not exactly what Shulchan Aruch would be very impressed with. So it's the same thing. We have to apply the principle we're learning here to whatever the story is. It's very relevant today in the female world, and whatever your daughters you have a wife, whatever it is, this is a very, very tough subject. In a situation like that, there's a big, big, big question mark. Is this the ishtadus Hashem wants from us? If the palos is coming from Hashem, why would Hashem ask you to do something that's not exactly kosher v'yosher in order to make ishtadlis, which is about being mekavet shem shemayim, which is not bringing a panosa? Why would Hashem ask you to do something like that? Why would Hashem ask you to make a ishtadlis for panosa, which is really got nothing to do with the panosa? Ishtadlis is about being mekavet shem shemayim, megalet shem shemayim, to do something that's possible, that's not exactly yosher. Understand the illogicalness of that? If not, then stop me now, because you've got to get this straight. Can that be the ishtadlus that is preparing the kli that's going to be machzik brocha? I'm nice Israel, and the sofa is yoim yoim. The priests are chadoyrus, but so is amachshavim vachirim and kaimas avadoysam. To the chsele le farnes talmid chachomim, asfunim ba'ilosh atayra. She goes off to work, doing things and working in environments that are mamash very far from what a Bas Yisrael should be exposed to. And she's doing that in order to support her husband, who's Isaac and Torah and Kedusha and the Olav Kohen. The Marshall doesn't, the jars, no? But as Umalacher, Sheyesh Bo Nidnud Aveira. Maybe there's something, there's a bit of an Aveira involved there. Shein Bo Simon Brocha Loilam. Zu Kli Sodot Shelo Toichel Shekhbe Brocha. It's a vessel, it's got a crack in it. I mean, it's awesome, and you can't tell me, oh, maybe it's not awesome. But who says? It's certainly not, if you understand what Ishtadus is, it's certainly not. Okay. Once again, this doesn't apply just to the woman going out there, it applies to us as well. Why are you working in places that are not exactly, you know, what they're supposed to be? What you have to ask Charles here, I'm not telling anybody what to do. Each person in his own situation, you have to work out for yourself. Are you, you know, where you cutting corners, where you doing stuff that exactly not exactly why what Hashem would want from it. Not poshut, no v'chlal poshut. V'chlal not poshut, these questions. And it gets more and more complex as we get more technologically advanced, as things change. It's lo kol kach poshut, this question of business to be at least aware of the sugya. Nishalta l'rebas shalam de bevet sefer bez Yaakov betzot avrit. A certain girl that learned in Beis Yaakov in America, she asked him, she really badly wanted to marry a Ben Torah. Her parents are not from and they're not going to support her. She's going to have a hard time finding a job as a teacher. You know, where else are you going to find kosher work there? As in those days, today it's a little whatever. Okay, today you don't have to be a teacher in order to find kosher tzinua work to do. But in those days, it wasn't easy to find work outside the teaching world where it was set up for a Beis Yaakov girl. אז היא שאלת, she's asking, האם מן הרי שתלך ללמוד באוניברסיטה, איזה מקצוע המחשבים, she go to university and learn computers, the time they weren't what you call Haredi colleges where you could learn this בקדושה בתארה, וכך תוכל למצוא עבודה שמשכורות $90,000 לשנה, שבא able to make, you see how long ago this was, $90,000 a year, I don't know if you could live on that today, in America, the year בישורות הלכסך לנשא לבין תארה, therefore she couldn't, she could send, she married בין תארה, ולאף שאלו להגדי שסכור חייב ללמוד התארה הקדושה, הקדושה מבלי שאול פנוס יהיה מוטלות תופף, that's what she wants, she wants to support her husband, he'll learn on every day as a פנוס, and she'll wait, but if you do that, she needs to, she feels she needs to go to university, maybe get a more advanced, she's a recording was paused, I just noticed, anyway, it wasn't meant to be recorded, sorry Jonathan, so that's the shala, difficult shala, not a posh shala. תוך כדי הדברים היא סיפרה בילדות הייתי רחוק מהדת. As a child, she was far from Yiddishkeit. She's a Jewish tshuva. רק לאחר שגדלה סמעת מגיל 12 זכיתי להיכנס לבית יעקב. At the age of 12, she was able to get into בית יעקב. מאז השתדלתי להתנהג כבת ישראל כשרה. Since then, she's been living like a proper בת ישראל. אני רוצה להיות חשוב ושוב לאהוב לעולם הזה. She doesn't want to get involved in all the שטוס עם הנאיש קארט בעולם הזה, ולייס מעובבס בין הגויים. She doesn't want to be involved and mixed with any out of the brain. אם הלך לאוניברסיטה, כל הצניאס שבניתי, בעומר ויזיה, במשך שנים תהיו נסו לו בסוכונה. ובין אוניברסיטה, all the צניאס and all the condition, everything that I put in myself, it struggles and it's so difficult, is going to be in danger. לכן שאלתי היא, שאם הולך לסדימות אוניברסיטה ולנסה לבית תוירה, ולחפש עבודה פשוטה ולנסה ליהודי עבד שאין תוירה סמנוסה. That's a hard shot. Should she get a university? Withstand the Nisoy, among the stomach, she would withstand the Nisoy, let's say not. We're able to make a nice panos, we're able to marry a bit Torah and fulfill her dream, and she'll sit and learn, and she'll support him in Torah. Or no, go get a simple job. Marry somebody who also works, he's converting the Torah, and build a nice kosher Jewish home. What do you do?
I have a question. What that means, that Ishtadut has a connection with the Parnasa? That means
no, but she was asking the Shala, no, bring you up. That's going to be the answer, we'll see. But she was asking the Shala where she was asking the Shala where she was holding. You can't answer a Shala to somebody where they're not holding. She's holding by that. She feels that the Ishtad, the correct Ishtadlis, is to go to university. You could turn around and say, Narishkat, go get a simple job and marry a big Torah. Chuliyot. But she's asking a question like this. I can't figure that she's asking the wrong question. She's asking the question based on her Hakara. Let's see what the Torah is. Let's see how we go. In Achinami, you're out. Part of your question is only some of the answer to her. In Achinami. Sure. Yeah. If you think this is an easy question to answer, by the way, you always have to take the person who's asking the question where he's asking the question from. You can't put him onto a level that he's not there. You have to take him where he is. That's a good part of listening to a person's question. To answer a shala like this is understanding who's asking the question. But the Vilna Gaon says the reason why you have two eyes. He said that when you're paskening, you can have one on Shulchan Aruch and one on the person who's asking the question. Because the same question asked by two different people could have a different application in Shulchan Aruch. Because you have to take the person where they are. I can't move this person to a place where they're not. But you're right. Part of the territory is going to be your question in Achinami. In Achinami. Let's see. Maybe she doesn't know that yet. She went to Beis Yaakov. How do you want to know any of this stuff? Okay, that's, we don't teach us in Beis Yaakov. Now maybe they do, some better. So if you think this is an easy question to answer, Rav Taba says, I don't know what to answer. I kept quiet and I said it like this. Avucha ain't li tshuva. For you I don't have an answer. Ulemabat elisha li ha'isi shesatiya esasha lazu. If my daughter would ask me this question, ha'ita aimela li nasa lebal kakovaya itin le teire, lemarot she'ein taras emanose. This is what talking. I would tell my daughter to marry a good, honest Elah Balabos, who's kovei eating the Torah. But feeling about she all the nasa b'avayde bizur, even somebody who works in a very lowly form of panosa. You don't have to marry a stockbroker or whatever. You marry somebody who works manual labor, whatever. We're going sleeless krishim, somebody who works on the roads. Arkovei into the Torah, and he learns every day, he sets aside time for learning. We've had Lot al Khil, not even know it's a not a learning universe. Lot al Kalkele is a Torah, Shel Kokhedimas Melech Pnima. Don't destroy your Ikka description, your Ikka definition, is which is called Kvedimas Melech Pnima. Angel Dacha Shadas Yudit, that's not, that's going to do with Das Yudit, you shouldn't do that. That's what, it's like, I can't tell you, I don't know how to answer you. I would tell my daughter that. I see, I will be clean. I call it Bochel Lozikot Chababal Ben Taylor. And a double bashmatcha. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give you a husband, you will be the Ben Taylor. Because, by the way, as the question was asked now, could be that you went to university and in the learning today, Hashem will give you a bad Taylor. You're sitting learning Taylor and he has Panosah. Me or Ma, just because you want a bad Taylor, that he won't have Panosah. Could be the Ben Taylor you marry who's Togo and Manosah sitting and learning. I don't know, maybe inherited. His great uncle in New Zealand died and left him $50 million. Maybe Hashem can organize anything. If Hashem wants you to marry a Ben Torah, marry a Ben Torah, whether you go to university or not. So if you don't in the end marry a Ben Torah, you marry a good, honest businessman who's covered in the Torah. So then that's not you didn't do anything wrong. Achieve the lakach, you yearned for them. Well, of course, Baruch Hu Mazavik Zivugim, is a return. Hashem's Mazavik Zivugim, and he knows what's best for you, so he decided this is better for you. Ain ze mitafkidei ledoeg lekach. That's not our job to worry about that. Hatafkid shili hu ledoeg shebiti tisha bas Yisrael ksheir v'tznur. My job is to try as much as I can to make sure that my daughter stays at tznur because bas Yisrael. Aval lach, peniti lo yisabat, eni lechil lepsak. For you, I can't give a psak, I'm sorry. Zu achrayis gedoei lemiod. I'm not prepared to take achrayis for such a massive achrayis. Hen shel beischa shel kol adoei shiu v'lo b'mimcha, mimech. All the generations that have come out of you, are you going to take a chras for such a question? It's either Shalas Latzig, Shalas Lifnei Echa Begidoi Yadol. I advised her correctly to go and, I'm saying that, not him, correctly, to go and consult with a Negidoi Yadol. What do you do when you have a situation like this? You go speak to a Negidoi Yadol. Just turn over to Daf Reish if anyone's still following. Achein alachti legoyen Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Shimon Schwab was in Washington Heights in those days. Shere Rabbi Shal Washington Heights, v'haya Talmido shel Agoyen Atzadik Rav Yeruchim im Yezatzal. He was a Talmido Rav Yeruchim. Sipati lo es advarim, v'itzagti lefona v'esei shayla. Explained the whole background to him, explained to the Shala. V'im aliyah lelechet, ilayah lelechet lilmod university, toch kedai sikun. At Silusa Shal Bas Yisrael, the call Zois Kedari Nosset Tomat Chocha, or why the void of truth till he stopped by Babal Hamid Parnes Megir Kopot. Now, if this irritates you, what we're going to learn now, I can't help it. You have to let this settle. This is not poshut. But we'll say what we say. It's a lot easier today to chop this. In those days, this wasn't so poshut. This is a very raw subject. Listen carefully what he says. A going outside of Shimon, who had big shoulders and he would take a chrys. Shtak, go aimer shayni yechel ipsak b'shayle zu. He can't pass in the shayle. Zu shayle schaim neshkofes boi goyrelit. This is too big a shayle. There's too many men, too much. Ach, so he's not, I can't. It's just too goyrelit. There's too much involved here. No, I can't, I'm sorry. Who's a yekker? Rav Shimon Schwab is the role of the yekkers. That means he was on the Sudan and he didn't know what to say. Akashroni pi es chuvosi sheli. Afterwards I told Rav Shimon Schwab what I told her, but I also can't pass confer, but if it was my daughter, this is what I would tell her. My team reacts the shailas, blue AETBT, if it was my daughter, what I would have said. So this is what Rav Shimon Schwab said. Achein hincho tzodek b'meir v'achuzim. You're 100% right. Achein amnam yech shlonis l'bas Yisrael. And that's how you have to answer Bas Yisrael. Ella, however, don't ask me questions on this because I don't know what to do with this, okay? Shemipat ha'uvde sheyesh kan, but because this situation, hoira hasheini mehoiris hashah shel doreinu, but because to paskin like that, you have to go against the Horoi Shah, you have to go against the Ace Lassois of this particular generation, any Yechel Ipsoik, or Chedani. I'm not prepared to paskin against the Horoi Shah that called the Daily Israel paskin, that that's what you have to do today. I don't understand this. I'm not going to even try to put my head into this. If he's too scared, for sure, I'm not going anywhere near this. Well, that's what he said. That's what he said. Today, it's much more poshut. I don't see, whatever, I'm too small to see the problem. What can I tell you?
Can you appear?
One second. Well, this you have to think about. This is a very sensitive subject, much more than today. Today, it's a lot different. You must know, in those days, going into a Goyish university, it wasn't like today, going into these Haredi places where girls can actually learn Mitzvahim and learn different avoiders and make better panosses, whatever. It still may have been Torah. It's not so, we're talking about over 30 years ago, 35, maybe even 40 years ago, where the situation was still raw and fresh. Today, the world's gone into many different places. It's not so posh. Today, a girl can become an accountant and work in an office where there are no men. She can work from home. The world's changed a lot. She doesn't have to go into as Rav Avigdor Miller called him. She doesn't have to go into Beis HaKisse. That's what he called Stanford, I think. Or was it? I don't know. One of the Ivy League universities. Rav Avigdor Miller used to call it that's a toilet. You can put your daughter into a toilet, into a mock and tumor and schmutz, in order that she should marry a Ben Torah. The law local kach poshut. Aval, to go against the Rosh Hashanah, we don't even know what that is. We don't even know what the implications or ramifications of the Rosh Hashanah is. And for a Shimon to pass it against the Rosh Hashanah would have had major ramifications. It would have impacted on the Torah world, because what he said was taken seriously, certainly in America. So he felt the best thing to say is nothing. And that's complex. I'm telling you, the more odd, more delores, the more the Hashanah. Okay, I just want to make one nakudia. For me, I don't understand the question. As was asked earlier, and that is why would you have a havamina, and that's what of Tabor Paskin the way he basket? Why would you have a havamina to do something which is not mayachuz when you know that the status are going through the panosa? If you're meant to marry a Ben Torah, you'll marry a Ben Torah. If you're meant to have panosa, you'll have panosa. If you're not meant to have panosa, you won't have panosa. Why do you have to do something that's dodgy? How can ishtadlis ever be dodgy? Because it's just not logical, bichlal. Okay, Adkar, that's what I want to say. Now you can throw many stones you want. Glad you're on Zoom and not in the best midrash, because it's much safer being here than there. Okay, who started shouting first? Baruch. You have to put your sound on, Baruch.
I didn't fully understand his response. It's not that I had a problem with it. I just didn't really get why he was
saying. His response is, I'll be logic and be swallowed. This is your daughter, tell her, don't go to university, go marry a good while a boss will be coveting the Torah. You don't have to do dodgy things in order to mefanas a Talmud Chacham. Yeah? But you're right, you don't understand, because we have no idea of how raw and how delicate and controversial a topic this was 40 years ago. 35, 40 years ago. You know, I don't want to go into it now, we don't have time, but the Horash Shah, the Ace Lassos of sending girls out to work, so that the husbands could carry on learning, the women got to work, is oikah kol hayisodos of Klal Yisrael. My Rebbe used to say that if a husband's learning and his wife goes out to work, every day she walks out the front door, he doesn't cry, then he shouldn't let her go. He should stay at home, or he should go get a job and she should stay at home. We don't live like that today. We think it's lechatchila. We think girls going out and working so the husband can sit and learn is lechatchila. It's as if lechatchila is writing down the oral Torah. Before Rebbe decided to write down the Old Torah, it was an Eis Lasso Slashem. It stays also. And then it became Mutter. It was a Horosh Shor. It was a state of emergency. We don't know what the world looked like after the Holocaust. We have no idea. We speak to people that lived there. There was no Yiddishkeit left. Orthodoxy in America was dead. There was nothing left. It was a Shalom Kukuch Nefesh. But the way the Gedolim saw it was that the girls have to go out and work in order that the men can sit and learn, so we'll rebuild Klal Yisrael. So that is the most, I mean, that's wild, wild, wild. We took Kol Kodemus made of Klima and threw it out the window. I mean, and as the Kol Kach Pashut. So, now it was a very, very touchy, delicate subject. And the God like Rav Shimon Schwab understood that every word he said, people hung on. It was very dangerous to go and say, no, you should just marry Bala Boss and go, we're in the Horosh Hashanah. No, we need to rebuild Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's falling apart. And if we don't have, and I tell you, we don't have people sitting and learning, what will be with Klal Yisrael? That's how they rebuilt Klal Yisrael and Orthodoxy in America, with people sitting and learning Torah. Had they not done that, who knows what? If Aaron didn't do what he did, and Ruderman and Moshe didn't do what they did, we wouldn't be sitting here learning today. You know, so it's too big. We don't understand this. The vote that I want to extract from this justice is that why do dodgy ishtadlis when the ishtadlis has nothing to do with the outcome? The ishtadlis is a mitzvah with nafnoi. Why wear treif tefillin in order to make panasa? That's what you're asking me. You want to wear, you want to eat treif meat because that way you'll make more money. Because your eating kosher has just as much to do with your panasa as your ishtadlis has. So why would you do something trait? That's the vote here that we need to extract. Okay. Maybe too much over time. I warned you, this is not simple. Rabbi Zriel didn't want to touch it, and Rabbi Shimon Shaw didn't touch it. I'm not going anywhere near it either. Although today, as I said, it's a lot easier because the world's changed. We're not in that state of emergency, although today we could be back in it. That's another share on its own. Why it could be we're back in a state of emergency and it's not so posh. But also today it's a lot easier for girls to find kosher tznua panasa without having to just be teachers. There are other kosher ways of making a panasa today. In those days, there wasn't. You were either a teacher or you were nothing. So you were off. You know. But going to a Goyish university today, if I had, even in those days, was really with sakonas. Okay. We'll continue this tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. It's food for thought.